You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you again on another Saturday afternoon. And we welcome and greet all of you wherever you are. If you're on the internet, if you're at home listening on the radio, we just greet you and hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We've called this program for a lot of years, Raising the Standard, and we're on for an hour every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. So we greet you in the love of the Lord.
And you may be in your car, so be careful driving, amen, you listen to this broadcast.
Pay attention to what you're doing when you drive, yeah. So we just say hello to you, and we've been on this program now for 17 plus years. It won't be long, honey. Next month, it's going to be 18 years we've been on the radio here in this area. So we're honored to be here, and we know it's because the Lord wants us to be here. And we've called the program from the very beginning, and we'll never change it. It's called Raising the Standard. And boy, do we need that in the church today. The standard needs to be raised. And so
even more than 17 years ago.
That's right.
Because things
more so.
Are worse than that's they right. were before.
That's right. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. And so we're just going to release it to you to have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is going to say to you. My precious wife got a couple of announcements to make here, and then we're going to teach a few things here today. Amen, Pastor Doug?
I just want to mention that we are here in Stuart, Florida. Mm-hmm. And as the pastor said, we are also on the internet. So you can listen to this broadcast on the internet as well. And you can go back and listen to it again if you happen to be somewhere and you missed part of it. So just go back and just listen to it again or listen to others. There's several, I don't know how many, hundreds, a couple, there's a lot of them on there. So you can listen to us. Just go to WCNO.
Just know the date, right?
And go to Saturday. Actually, go to Saturday and then look for the time, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
And you'll see Raising the Standard, Pastor Gene Hilton. And so then you can listen to this again because it goes everywhere. Wherever the internet is, you can listen to this broadcast and others. So what a blessing that has been for us and for many other people. And we just pray for WCNO for all the wonderful things that radio station does here in this area.
And all the funds will continue to come in.
That's right. Amen.
To keep it on the air.
I want to mention also, Pastor Gene, we have services, meetings with God, you like to call them, meetings with God.
We're meeting Him, yes.
We meet with the Lord and in each other every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. The name of the church is called, our fellowship is called Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and that comes right out of Revelation 19. The tail end of verse 10 is where it says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus," or Yeshua, "is the spirit of prophecy."
That's right.
So we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. and we also meet on Friday. We have mm-hmm. Friday night service, meeting with God, Shabbat service, and that's at 7 p.m. And we have communion then, spend time in the Word, always in the Word, pray, and we seek God's presence. Amen.
Amen.
And then today we come together on Saturdays on the Sabbath, and we have a teaching today, this afternoon's teaching. I'm going to let Pastor Gene tell you in a minute. It's a video. And then after the video, we will have a dinner. We'll have a meal, and we will close out this Sabbath.
Amen.
With the Sabbath prayers and lighting the candle and all of the things that we do for that. And so that's a pretty, it's a real you know, the Sabbath is holy. God says to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy.
Amen.
And a lot of people think, well, Sunday is the Sabbath, but, you know, God doesn't change. He didn't change the numbers on the days. No,
sure didn't.
So Sabbath is always on a Saturday, and we remember it, and he gave it to us as a time of rest, family, fellowship, you know, studying His Word, and coming together and just rejoicing in the Lord. It's a day of rest that God has given us. So we don't do it religiously. We do it from the heart, because
that's
our heart is open.
And not
to
some
do
legalistic
that
way either, do we? All
so
right.
Tell us what video we're seeing this afternoon.
Well, what we did last week was very interesting. I have a publication called Prophecy in the News, and several years ago, the gentleman that started that program years ago, J.R. Church, he passed away several years ago. But about a year or so or two before he passed away, him and Gary Stearman, which is one of his cohort with him there that does the program, they're so good together. And of course, J.R. died, but they were led by the Lord to do a study on a book that we see in the Bible, the book called Enoch. And they looked around. They couldn't find, there was no commentaries. Nobody's written a commentary or anything about it. And because I guess they think, well, it's not in canon, we know that. But it's an honored book by the Jewish people in Jesus' day, and even before that, it's in the New Testament.
It's in the Bible, Thomas.
Yeah. And remember what it says about Enoch. Enoch walked with God and was not, because he was such a holy man. And he was a seventh from Adam. And so we have this, it's a 4-DVD series about the book of Enoch. And they went into great detail and studied a lot of things. And it's
awesome.
It's written on the Elizabethan English, like King James. And so they've researched a lot of things, and they've just kind of condensed it down. And so it's got 4 DVDs, and each one of those has 3 segments on it. And so we showed 4 segments last week on it, and we're going to go on this week. And so I was kind of stirred up with this week, thinking about this, about teaching something on the radio here about this book of Enoch, because it is a very important book in the Jewish eyes. And so even though we know it's not in canon, it gives us a lot of things that we can look at and confirm some other things. And remember also, even the book of Jasher that they found years and years ago, it's a Jewish document. It's not in canon, but it's an incredible book also, revealing a lot of things in the book of Genesis and all, to kind of fit it together and give you a little more information about what's going on so we can understand that. So we're going to talk about this today a little bit, and we can't get it all done today, but I thought we might spend a couple, maybe this week and maybe next week, and talk about some things from the book of Enoch. And if you want to really hear some good things, come today at 4 o'clock. We're going to show this again. And it's about, I don't know, an hour and 45 minutes for what we're going to show. But there's so many things brought out that will really be interesting to you, to show what Enoch was revealed by God years and years and years and years ago, even about the tribulation period and all the saints that will be there and all. And so it's an incredible book. And so we're going to talk about that today. But you can come this afternoon and get a little more information. And we'll probably have to do it again the following week as well.
You know, I believe that God brings these things forth at a certain time in the season.
That's right.
Because we're coming to the end of days.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, time is short. Because this book, you know, it could have possibly have been put in the Bible, but they didn't have it at that time. From what I understand, it wasn't found until the Dead Sea Scrolls. It was with the Dead Sea Scrolls.
They found some samples of it there, right.
And that wasn't that many years ago.
Nope.
So many things are coming. And what did Jesus say? What's the Bible say? That in the last days, you know, knowledge is going to come, and more and more. And we're going to talk about that. Now, why has knowledge increased so much in the last 75 years or so? You know, why? Well, there's a reason for
that's
it.
Right.
And so Pastor Gene's going to talk about that. And you're going to, some of you may not, may never have heard some of the things that we're going to be sharing today, but you need to stay tuned so you can hear that. So I'm going to give the telephone number in a moment. And I want to say hello to all you out there that are regular listeners, that you pray for us and you help us financially with this broadcast. And you know, many people just come to the. I want to thank even the gentleman last week who was. It encourages us, you know.
He came in to buy our book.
We were talking about your commentary, and he was so excited. He came and got the book Saturday, right after the broadcast. Well, you know, I'm sure that he's learning a lot of things about
the Jewish roots.
Actually, they're called the Feasts of the Lord.
Amen.
But so we need to know these things, and a lot of these things are being revealed, and many people are starting to become hungry. And, you know, many people are coming to our Friday night service as well, because they want to honor the Shabbat, the Sabbath.
Amen.
And they want to know more about the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, we can worship the Lord on any day of the week,
day
of the week. But there are special days that we set aside and that we come together. So come and visit us if you can sometime, and give us a call. Our phone number here is, if you want the, you know, how to find us, the address and all that.
Excuse me.
Our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. It's area code 772-285-7007. Well, somebody asked me last week, well, why don't you give the address? Well, the address where our church is, we're in Stuart, Florida, and the address is 43 Southwest
Monarch Road. I got our address.
43 Southwest
Monterey Road.
Monterey.
We'll get it in a moment.
Monterey Road.
Yeah. Monterey. We're going to bring you to our house. That's all right.
That's not our house. 43 Southwest Monterey Road in Stuart. And the zip code there is
34994. It's right next to the Save-A-Lot grocery store. You can't miss it. Right on Decanter Highway.
In the Monterey Plaza.
Right.
Okay, Pastor Gene.
Well, anyway, I'm looking at these books I got up here. There's two books called The Sudi Epigraph of the Old Testament, and it has a lot of the Jewish writings they found over the years. They don't have full books, some of them. There's just some of our segments, but it's very interesting. But the Book of Enoch is in that series also, and I read that book quite a few years ago. It's a long book, and it takes a long time to get through it. And some of the terminology is not maybe to our what we hear today so much, but you have to kind of pray about and ask the Holy Ghost to show you. And so anyway, J.R. Church and Gary Stearman did this on the program when they did this several years ago. And so come, you'll be blessed with it. You'll find out some things maybe you never knew before. Amen. But what we're going to talk about this situation that happened, and about Enoch. And he was a righteous man. He preached for so many years, and then finally he walked with God and was holy and righteous, and he was a great teacher, and he was caught off the earth. But there were some interesting things that happened. And so, to begin with, I want to go over to Genesis chapter 6 with you and read some scriptures here out of the King James Bible. And let's look at this. I'm going to read the first four verses of chapter 6 in the book of Genesis. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for they also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And these mighty men, they were giants. And this is how the giants came in to the world. And so they came down, and they cohabitated with his women. Now, some people may not believe that, but I believe that the Bible says it, and we're going to find out that the book of Enoch also declares it, what happened. And so in the book of Jasher also. And so we see what happened here. So what happened? The human genome was polluted at that time when angelic beings intermingled with
earthly women
on this earth and brought this huge disaster into the world.
Brought giants into the world.
That's right. And so God had to do something about it because it was so bad. So what happened? He destroyed the whole earth with water and left 8 human beings alive at that time. We know it was Noah and his wife, his 3 sons and their wives. And he started all over again. So this is showing you this when this all happened. And it was way back in the very beginning and all this came about.
Pastor Gene,
yes.
You and I talked about this yesterday, that some people confuse angels and demons.
We're going to talk about that a little bit too.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, angels are angels and demons are different. It's not that.
Right.
But it was these fallen angels, which was one third, which is 33 and a third?
Of all the angels.
And that shows you something there, that something else is in the demonic realm, which we have on the earth today. Doesn't it?
But only 200 of them, it tells us in the book of
200
Enoch,
200 of them,
they came and taught the bad things on the earth that we know about today that's in existence. And they also cohabitated. These 200 were the ones that cohabitated with the women and brought in this
the giants.
Perverted.
And
human beings, and they're giants in the land. They were called Nephilim in the Bible.
That's right.
So we think about this, you know, there's different thoughts about the heavenly realm. In the Kabbalah with Judaism, they believe there are 7 levels of heaven, but our Bible only shows 3. So that's why I'm going to stick with those 3. If we think about it, the third heaven, this is where the throne of God is. That's where we should understand it, even with Judaism. Now, in the second heaven, this is a dimension of a reality between God's dwelling and our universe. The angels, both good and the fallen angels, work in this area to assist in the governing or tearing down of nations and people from within this region. Occultists refer to this part as the astral plane, they call it. And in the first heaven, this is our universe where we're at right now. So those are the three levels. And so I'm going to look at this with you for a moment and looking at it through the eyes of what Enoch wrote, and we have it in our Bible as well. So before we go to the book of Enoch, let's go to the book of Enoch in our Bible. So I'm going to turn over there. You know, it's just before the book of Revelation. I'm going to go over there and turn
Not the book of Enoch, but you're going to what book?
I'm sorry. I said the book of the book of Jude, which Enoch is mentioned.
Right.
I'll get it right here in a moment. So we have this little book, Jude, one chapter before the book of Revelation, and we see that Enoch is mentioned here. And so this is very important to understand this. Verse 14 says, and this is only one chapter, "And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons and admiration." See, they lift up men instead of God because of advantage. And so Enoch is mentioned right here. And so we're going to look at this, and we'll see what it says. Now, Donna mentioned something very important just a moment ago. We have to clarify. There's a distinction between the fallen angels and demons. Now, a lot of people's taught this, and I've heard it many times in different places, that the fallen angels are the demons that are out running around bearing destruction on this earth. But that's not completely true, but partly it is true. Think about that. This angels never looked to inhabit a human body or an animal. No way, shape, or form. You can't find anything in the scriptures where a fallen angel ever came and just took over a human body and were in it like the demon from Gadara, you know, and all the demons that were in him. So angels don't do that. But demons now, they do something else.
So devils.
They're devils. So where do the demons come from? This is the thing we want to find and think about here a little bit. Now, if we think about it, when all those fallen angels, when the flood came that had cohabitated with women, when God destroyed them, their spirits were released to go out into the world. Spirits don't die, okay? Angels are a spirit also. And so they were released to go out into the world. And so I believe, from what the Bible and all says, that those demons are the disembodied spirits of all those fallen angels that were destroyed during the flood. So they're the ones that are out roaming around. And they have a hierarchy as well.
And angels have bodies.
Yes, they do.
And they can appear as
that's
men.
That's right. Uh-huh. So if we think about this,
spirits want to enter a body, which is a difference there.
So there's a distinct difference between demons and angels. We've got to keep that in mind. Demons, listen to this, desire human hosts, don't they? To experience what? All their carnal pleasures and manifest the things they want to influence the
demonic
world and
things.
All. It's right in a dimensional plane, okay? All of the Word of God is silent regarding their origin. We can see, I think, from all this, this shows you what they are. They're disembodied spirits of all those fallen angels that were destroyed. You know, they were cohabitated with women, those people that came, the giants. And so we know that this biblically endorsed book called Enoch is mentioned in our Bible, and it's mentioned in a few other places. So let's talk about this. First, we find a specific class of angels in the book of Enoch, and he calls them, if you come to today, you'll see they're called, for come in, listen to this, they're called watchers, in other words, okay? And so they're fallen angels who came to earth and had children with the daughters of men. And this is, we just read this in Genesis chapter 6. Now listen to what it says in Enoch here. This is in 1 Enoch chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Listen to this. "And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Shemjazah, he was their leader, and said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed. And I alone shall have pity to pay the penalty of a great sin. Now, listen to this. Woo. And they all answered him, said, "Let us all swear an oath and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing, to come down and cohabitate with the women." Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200, listen to this, who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. This is where the Jews understand and believe this is where the demonic realm came in from, was what? Around Mount Hermon. And they called it what? Mount Hermon, because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. Isn't this incredible to think about it? So this is verified with the book of Enoch as well, what was going on. Now, listen to this now. We're not done reading this part of it. And the Lord said unto Michael, who was Michael? Michael was the archangel for Israel. Glory be to God, huh? Go bind Shimjaza and his associates. Remember, this Shimjaza was the leader of this gang, okay? And his associates who have united themselves with women so as to have defiled themselves with them and all their uncleanliness. And when their sons have slain one another and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. So this is in First Enoch. Now, what I want to do now, I want to go back over here to Peter with you for a moment. I'm back in the New Testament. I want to show you something in the book of Peter here, okay? This is very important. Hallelujah. I think it's, let me see, what I can't remember if it's First Peter or Second Peter. We'll get it here in a moment. Yes, it's in Second Peter chapter 2. Now listen to this. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to start in the first verse and read down through verse 4. Listen to this. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Now listen to this. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, this is in the very beginning, Genesis 6, and what we're reading here in Enoch, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Now this word hell in this verse in the Greek is a word pronounced Tartarus. It's a special place to put these wicked people, and they're locked up and they're going to be released one day. We know that. So this is how we show all this, and we see this if we look at it real close in the Bible. Now let's go on with this. So this is what Enoch had to say about this. Now think about the judgment of God for their actions was swift. He brought the flood quickly, didn't he? First, God caused the watchers, which are the fallen angels, to be bound. Then he required them to watch as the Nephilim, which are the giants, went to war with one another, and they killed each other off. And so the imprisonment of the watchers was for 70 generations. That means they would be released, what, sometime in the future. It's interesting, isn't it? Huh? Glory be to God. Now, where I wanted to go. Enoch goes on to describe what happened to the spirits of the Nephilim after they died. This is interesting. Now listen to this. Here it is. This is right out of the book of Enoch again. This is chapter 15, now 7 through 10. And now the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh shall be called evil spirits upon the earth. Hear that? They're demons, aren't they? And on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies because they are born from men and from the holy watchers. This means what? The holy angel, the fallen ones, is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. Now he goes on. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth. I'm going to read that again. The giants, these Nephilim, these fallen angels and all, when they hooked in with these giants. These giants that came will afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst and cause what? Offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women because they what? Proceeded from them. Pretty powerful stuff, right, Pastor Donna? About these watchers. It really is. So let's say this again. Demons are the disembodied spirits of who? The Nephilim, the giants.
So these spirits don't die.
They don't.
The person dies, okay? Yeah. The giant died, mm-hmm. and the people died.
That's right.
But the spirit's released. So it's the spirit of these, what these angels, when they cohabitated with the earthly women, okay, those, the spirit that they, see, we have a spirit of God, right?
Amen.
And that's why Noah was righteous in his generation, mm-hmm. because his he hadn't been mixed with this fallen angels.
That's right.
So those people all died, but those spirits that were released, see, spirits don't stay in a dead body. They didn't drown in the sea, and they even came back even after the flood. The Bible talks about.
We just read that in Genesis 6.
Right?
Yeah.
So these spirits that came were released from these angels, which cohabitated with mm-hmm. women. So they're not angels, but they're the demonic spirits. They had all this knowledge. All these angels, these fallen angels, had all the knowledge about God, about the kingdom of God, about everything, about how to create things, how to make things, inventions, all of these things.
Even how women to put on their makeup and all that's always revealed.
Demonic things. They knew good things. They knew bad things. They knew all kinds of things. They knew everything.
They reveal it to mankind.
And God had entrusted them. You know, they rebelled against God.
Right.
And so when these angels that we're talking about, these spirits from these angels, these demonic spirits, they have been released on the earth.
And the world.
And those are the demonic, Jesus called them devils.
That's right. They're roaming around, aren't they?
These are the devils. Well, just think about when Jesus spoke to Peter, you know, he wasn't talking to, he was actually saying, talking to two dimensions. He was talking to Peter himself.
Yeah.
Because Peter had just said, you know, you're God, and basically said that
you're the Christ, the Son
of the living God.
And then within
the next breath or so, he said, you know, Jesus spoke to him and said, "Get behind me, Satan."
Amen.
So he was speaking to the spirit that was speaking through Peter. You know, Peter loved the Lord.
Yes.
And he was faithful to the Lord up to the very end.
But he was influenced by the demon, wasn't he?
But he was influenced. And that shows that we can love the Lord, but we can still be influenced by demons, by devils.
Yes, we have discernment, yes.
That's right. So mm-hmm. he actually spoke to him. He spoke to Satan. Say, "Get behind me, Satan." You know, he didn't have anything to do with Satan. And so did Peter understand that? Probably not at that time. You know, because do people understand that? Do we understand sometimes when we're seeking God and we're seeking the truth and everything, and all of a sudden something very ungodly comes out of our mouth? Well, where did that come from?
That's right.
You know, it didn't come from God. No, yeah. It's either going to come from our human spirit, our mind.
That's right.
Or what we put in our mind, you know, mm-hmm. unbelief and doubt and different things.
That's right.
Or it's going to come, or we're going to be speaking something that a spirit will speak through us, you know, because spirits will speak through people. So we need to realize that they are these devils that are on the earth today, and they want to control us. They want to take over us. You know, they want to, when we come to Christ, boy, they work hard about pulling us away. How many Christians do we know that have fallen away from the Lord? And the Bible talks about many people will fall away in the last day.
That's
well, there's going to be many people come to the Lord, but many people who came to the Lord are falling away. And we see that in the ministry. We see people, we hear of people that have had problems. They've fallen back into alcoholism. Well, where does that come from?
That's right. A lot of other things.
Alcohol is a spirit.
That's right.
Lust is a spirit. Bible talks about all these different spirits. And we need to realize that there's different principalities and powers. And Bible talks about that in
different levels
in the book of Ephesians.
That's right.
So, and where it tells us that we must put on the whole armor of God.
Absolutely.
Or we're not going to be able to stand during these last days, because the Bible says it's the wiles of the devil. Well, what does that mean? Same thing that Peter had to deal with. He had to deal with the wiles of the devil speaking through him. See, the devil can speak through us if we allow that to happen. That's why we have to take captive our thoughts, and we have to pray in the spirit, and we have to seek, is this from God? Is this me thinking? Is this the devil? We have to be able to discern these things, because it says, because of the wiles of the devil. It says that right there in chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
That's
then
right.
Verse 12 tells us about these different levels of rulers in darkness. There's mm-hmm. they are different. There's some are stronger than others.
That's right.
And so we know that you talked about the third heaven where God dwells. Well, that's where we go. That's when we are in the spirit, when we go to the third heaven, like on Friday nights when we're seeking the Lord and many people have visions.
That's right.
I was so excited about the one vision that a lady had, Esther, she had a vision and she saw the fields. Why? She saw the fields, fields of wheat. And she saw Jesus out in the center of this field. And
incredible
I could see
vision.
It with my spirit eye. As soon as she said it, I saw it. And she said she saw the tall, tall wheat. That means it was ready to
be harvested.
Harvest, and it had these like gold on top. So it was they were shiny
right.
and gold and like
mm-hmm.
kind of translucent.
Mm-hmm.
And so she saw that. And Jesus had his arms and said, come out here. Come to me. Come to the field. And she said, why? He says, look, you know, the field's ready. It's ripened to harvest. And it reminded me what Jesus said. You know, and we're in that season now. We're in that season of the wheat harvest.
That's right.
Because that started at Pentecost. So, you know, we need to get out in the field and bring in the harvest, you know, because it's ready.
That's right.
It's ready. But we also need to realize that when we, like this third heaven that you talked about, that's where God is. And, you know, there's no, that's where revelation comes from.
That's where Paul went,
That's where
heaven.
Paul went. And look at the revelation that he had.
That's right.
That he had. So, and that can still happen. That doesn't mean that we can't go and we can't be, God can't show us heavenly things. Like this woman saw this field, this harvest field, and she saw Yeshua. So, you know, God wants to show us things. And look in the book of Revelation, you know, just because we have the Bible and then, but the Bible says if all the things that were ever said, there
written
wouldn't be
down.
Enough books, right?
Yeah. Couldn't hold them all,
no.
Yeah.
And so God still speaks to people. If he didn't, it wouldn't tell us over here that we would have dreams and visions.
That's right.
Over in Corinthians, it says that your young men will, you know, will have visions and your old men will
have
dreams and your children are going
That's
to prophesy.
Right.
Well, what are they going to prophesy? Just out of their mind?
No.
No, they're going to prophesy what the Lord says to them.
By
God
the Spirit,
speaks
yeah.
to us by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's prophesied. So all these things are still, if we can get ourselves into that third heaven, or I'd call it a dimension, then we have to get out of the second heaven, because the second heaven is where the fallen angels abide, and that's where
right.
the war is at. The war is, see, we don't want to stay in the second heaven because we're warring. Like Daniel and Michael, over in the book of Daniel, you know how they were warring for 21 days?
That's right.
They were warring.
They were in the second heaven.
And they
there.
Were in the second heaven. So,
that's exactly what it
and
was.
And so that's where these fallen angels are
mm-hmm.
in the second heaven. But
that's
those
right.
devils are here in this realm, which I call the first heaven or the earthly realm. That's where these spirits have been released up on this earthly realm. They're not up there floating around in second heaven or in the third heaven. No, they're right here among
That's
us.
Right.
And so these demonic spirits will want to take over what? Anyone. That,
Got it.
That anyone that would yield. Anyone where there's just a crack. Like if you have unforgiveness, if you have something in your life that has a, where you've allowed a crack to open up, you know, it's like your house. If you leave your leave a door open, you know, you may have wolves coming your house, you may have snakes coming your
that's
house
right.
Well, that's a literal thing, but it's the same with us. If we allow, if we have a door of unforgiveness open in our heart, or we have we speak badly about our sisters and brothers, you know, we have opened up a door for the demonic realm or devils to come in and to take control. And what do they want to take control of? Our mind, our speech.
Countries.
Countries, rulers, there's different.
All kinds.
Well, we can talk about that too. There's different levels of these principalities and powers and rulers and darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places
right.
that rule countries. Now,
that's
some
right.
people think that's a bunch of hogwash, but, you know, look at what's happening. Because it talked about, even if you go back and you look, talked about the Prince of Persia. I think about that one, right? That was a very, that's very
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, I was just talking about this in Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 through 13. You can read that, okay?
Yep.
Well, what was the king? What was the prince of the kingdom of Persia? What was it? It was a fallen angel that knew it was doing this, okay?
That's right. And those, and in Daniel, there was a good angel fighting against a bad angel,
right?
And so it was going on in that second realm. And well, it took 21 days. It was a real battle there, you know?
That's
and
right.
so we have to realize that the difference between these Nephilim And many people believe that they're coming back to the earth, that they are here.
They're going to return again. Yeah.
Another key thing that you said 70 generations. Well,
that's right.
We know that a generation of a human would be, you know, could be 70. Some people say 120.
Bible days was like 40 years, though.
Bible days was 40. So I imagine if you figure the math, those 70 years, 70 generations have come to a completion. So those 200 people, may 200 angels, may be free at this point in time, because that's been a lot of generations. So I don't know. I have to figure the math, but 70 generations after all those years, and what's going on in the world today, they may have been released again to finish the work that they're going to do for Satan.
This book we've been reading about this a little bit, about Enoch, the gentleman that wrote this book, he did some calculations about those 70 generations, and he came up that it could be around 1900 is when they manifested back in the earth again. So it's been going on for quite a while. Look at the increase. Look what's going on today.
So if they've been released around the year 1900, you said?
Yeah, approximately.
That's like 100 years ago?
Yeah.
Right,
over 100 years ago.
So you think about, they have all this knowledge.
Sure.
Look at all the things that have happened.
They invented it all.
Invented in these last 100 years.
That's
last
right.
50 years.
It's amazing.
All these things, and you know, now it's like even now, like today you buy something, and tomorrow it's outdated.
Obsolete.
So you know, it's not like it's going to last you for 5 years, 10 years. No, you buy yourself a new device, right? And then all of a sudden, and a couple months later, you see, oh, they've replaced that device. There's another one. Oh, now I want this one. I want the other one. Well, that's human nature. They want that. But, you know, all these things, it's happening. And it's not just with telephones or anything. It's anything, communications. Well, they say they can, even with our telephone, even with it off, that if they want to, they can hear our conversation right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how did people learn this?
That's right. From that. I'm looking at this recorder. We record our program every week. This was made about 10 years ago. Well, I tried to order a battery for this, and it's been discontinued, and it's obsolete now. They got
obsolete.
Something better.
So we
have
a
wonderful
plug it
piece
in.
Of equipment. But that's, you know, that's what you have. Things are being new things are being invented all the time, and some stuff becomes obsolete real quick. It's incredible.
And just the technology, you know, that's
right.
happened.
Judge that in Daniel 12.
The technology that we don't even know about. What about the military technology that they have?
Yeah.
You know, what about the people who see these UFOs? What are they? You know, what are these things?
Mm-hmm.
And people have seen them. What are these noises people are hearing around the world? People are actually hearing noises, sounds like a siren or like a trumpet, different places all over the world. And what about these, you know, the supernatural things? Well, we see things here on the earth that happen. Well, that noise might be a supernatural thing. But, you know, what about all these things that are happening and that we see, these inventions and these things?
That's right.
But what about the things that we don't, that we can't make happen? We can't make a blood moon fall on a feast day.
No, we can't.
No, we can't create that.
Only God can.
And God tells us, even all the way back in the very book of Genesis, you know, that
the stars and the moons are put in place for a reason, yeah.
The stars and
the
moon, and where is that at? I'm going to look for it, because I think that's very important.
It's
because, you know, some people worship...
First chapter.
Yeah, the first chapter.
Yeah, in the beginning.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yes, he says, okay, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from night, and mm-hmm. then from this, and let them be for signs... And
that's
for
right.
seasons, and for days, and for years.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens.
Determines all the appointed times.
Right. And so, you know, even God, he talks about he created the sun and the moon. Well, we don't, and well, we know some people just worship the moon.
Yeah.
But God placed the sun and the moon.
The moon God, yeah.
Right, the sun and the moon. Some people just worship the sun, the S-U-N, right?
A lot of kingdoms have over the years.
And then, of course, we know the Muslims, it's just the
moon.
So,
but God
says
God.
He put the sun and the moon.
That's
and
right.
so that we would be the full reflection of the Son of God, right? And that, because we're like the moon only reflects the sun, right? The S-U-N.
That's right.
So you know, God says he put both of those in place.
One to rule the day, one to rule the night.
Right. Not for people to worship one or the other.
That's right.
But to worship him, to see him, and to see the creation and what he
That's
has
right.
done. So we need to be wise about these things, and we need to learn these things, because some people think, well, you know, what you're saying, that's really far out.
It's not far out. It's in the Bible.
I know, but I'm talking about what happened with Enoch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some people don't even believe everything that's in the Bible. People don't believe. They think
that's
it's just a tale or a story or, mm-hmm. or you know.
Something made up, a myth.
Something made up. Some people may not even believe that Enoch was translated.
Right.
Well, if the Bible says it, then he was. And the Bible tells us over there in Ephesians chapter 6 that we are to put on the full armor of God.
That's right.
Because of the
wiles
of
the
devil. You know, and some people don't even believe there's a devil. Well,
he's out there working.
People don't believe. People
there's
don't
only one
know
devil, but there's a lot of demons, and they call them devils that are working for him, aren't they?
People don't know the Word of God, and they don't read the Word of God. Maybe they go to church, maybe they look in their Bible Sunday morning when the pastor is reading maybe two or three scriptures. Well, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Nope.
You've got to
study for yourself.
Be deceived. You're going to be tricked. You know, the devil is he's a deceiver. He's a liar.
That's right.
He's a thief.
I want to go back for a moment, honey, to Daniel, where we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting statement that this man wrote in the book. He says, the prince of the kingdom of Persia was a fallen angel who ruled over and empowered the kingdom of Persia.
That's right.
So all these nations in the Middle East, they've got a principality and a power that's ruling over them, that's controlling men on the earth. And this is what we're talking
about.
Now,
what prince is over the United States?
Yeah, that's
Well, you know, there's one over every nation. You know, the United States of America is not what's the word I'm thinking of? It has there's a principality over this. We're not.
There's probably a lot of them over this country.
Yes, right. We're not exempt from having these fallen angels.
That's right.
In certain areas and even certain places, certain where you see is with certain kinds of sin abound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, there is a principality there that brings that type of sin in. Well, I wonder what kind of principality is over our nation in Washington D.C. right now. But there are, and of course, a lot of people just don't believe that what we're saying. Yep. But we need to get into the Bible. We need to pray, and we need to ask the Holy Spirit. Well, is this true? What Pastor Gene is teaching us today?
Sure.
Is this true about these Nephilim? Is this true about there's still any fallen angels that are visitations? People have visitations of you think you're going to have an angel visit you. Well, you might have the wrong. You don't want to have.
Make it's the right one. Make sure it's the right one.
You don't want to have a fallen angel come and visit you, because that could happen as well, and they can appear.
Sure,
they can appear.
I'm reminded of the demoniac that Jesus addressed. Remember from Gadara,
mm-hmm.
he had a legion of demons in him,
mm-hmm.
and so they were begging him not to let them go into the abyss. Well, he just released them. And the demons the devils came out of the man, and they went into all the swine that was there in that area, and they ran down the bank into the Sea of Galilee, and they drowned. But what happened to the demons or the devils that were there? They were released to go out into the world to find someone or an animal that they could operate through. And that's what these things are doing today. They're looking for someone to operate. And we mentioned up front, remember, angels do not want to control a human being. They do not want a fleshly body to be a part of.
They don't want to enter.
They don't want to enter in and control the body.
But a devil does.
But a devil does.
So those swine or pigs, they drowned. But those spirits, those devils, they did not drown. They were released to go wherever. And then you know what? If that man wouldn't have stayed clean and pure, the Bible says that they can go back and they can be seven times worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, that's in the Bible. It's in the New Testament.
That's right.
So if somebody is delivered, some people call us and they want us to do deliverance on them. You know, well, you know, you've got to be careful when you do deliverance, because some people really aren't ready to let their demon go, because sometimes their devil is a friend. What about just like I mentioned alcohol, right? Well, if you say, well, I want to be delivered from alcohol, but you still don't want to throw away the alcohol that's in your cabinets. No, you don't want to get rid of it. You really like it. So you really like that. Devil really becomes your friend.
Yeah.
It could be cigarettes. It could be
a lot
of things. It could be lust. It could be so many things. So it could be pornography. You know, it could be a lot of things. So if you get delivered from that and you don't want to be pure and holy, as the Bible says that we should be, says to be holy.
As I am holy.
Well, if you're not pursuing that,
yeah.
And if you want to go in the closet and have your drink or whatever, behind, you know, closed doors or whatever, and then you just that spirit can come back on you, and it can be seven times worse. So us as ministers, we need to know the people. We don't just have somebody, some stranger coming in, oh, just pray deliverance on me. I don't know you. I don't know what you're going to do when you walk out the door. You know, those demons may leave right here when you're being prayed for, and we might even see them leave.
They might just come back again.
And then once they go out the door, they go out into the
world.
That's right. Well, you know, they talk about having a clean vessel. Well, if you don't put something into the vessel, when the evil leaves, you've got to put something into your vessel that's going to keep you with that living water. The word is the water, living water of the word, which is going to keep you from getting caught back up into whatever it might be that had you bound. See, God wants us to be Jesus.
Free.
Jesus never said, I bind this, I bind that.
Yeah.
But everybody else says that. I bind this, I bind that. Jesus said, be loosed. Be loosed. And a lot of people get that mixed, that scripture. I think they really get it mixed up, that scripture in Matthew 18.
Yeah. Well, I always tell people, if you bind something, you better loose the spirit as well. To take care of it.
What's an example of what the Jews do? Even Jesus did, because he was a rabbi.
That's right.
They bound what? They bound things that had on their arms and around their head, factory, and those had scriptures in them.
That's
so
right.
We need to bind the word of God to us.
So
we don't have to bind it with leather straps around
that's
our
right.
hands or
in
our arms.
Put it in our heart.
But we have to bind it to our heart.
That's right.
So, but and we want to be, so we can't, how can you have, you can't worship God and the devil. There's a scripture about that too, right? You can't have two lords.
Nope.
Either Jesus
He's
is
Lord.
Going to be your Lord or the devil's going to be Lord. You can't have
you
two
can't
lords.
Have two
you
lords.
Can't have one Lord in church and another Lord
out in the world.
Out in the world.
Won't
no,
work.
It won't work. So what
divided
we,
king,
what we
divided
need to
kingdom,
bind
yeah.
to us is the word of God.
Amen.
And what we need to be freed of is we need to, like Jesus said, be loosed. Be loosed of those things that are holding us and keeping us captive.
That's right. Let me read two paragraphs out of this book we've been reading about this.
Thank you, Lord.
We've already mentioned this. Demons are what? Disembodied spirits of the Nephilim, the fallen angels, you know, the giants, in other words. The fallen angels brought them into being. These spirits long to have physical bodies again and have insatiable appetites for the things of the flesh, for food, to sex, and everything in between. Although they require a host body, they have absolute hatred for their human host and Almighty God, even though they're in a human being. This hatred drives them to destroy the very host, the very host bodies they are using to manifest themselves. They know there will be a time when God will judge them and they will be cast into the lake of fire. This is why demons seem to ask Jesus if he was going to judge them before their appointed times. We just talked about the man from Gadara. Now think about this. Like their angelic fathers, demons, or the Nephilim, the Nephilim spirits, have levels of authority and power. I believe it's just like having, we have troops here on the earth, they have troops here on the earth in the realm of the spirit, and this is where most ministers that do deliverance are confronting these things in their ministries today because of the troops that are here from these spirits on this earth. And so they have there's lesser demonic forces, and then there's a hierarchy. It's like the military. You know, you have the enlisted group, and then you have the officers and all, and they are higher ranking in that area. And so this is what happens. So the generals within the Nephilim spirits prefer to what? Commune today with the elite, like in Washington and all, and to empower their work worldwide. So it's incredible to understand this so we can comprehend what God's trying to show us today. And so this video is going to be very eye-opening to you if you'll come this afternoon at 4:00. And listen to some of this about what Enoch had to say. He was a very wise man in his day. So we have a lot to think about with this. And, you know, most of the church takes it kind of lightly. But, you know, Don and I ministered to people that had a demon controlling them. And we had several people there as we prayed and all that. And you could tell the person we were praying for did not want to let it go, did they, Donna? It was like a friend. They did not want to let it go. And so until they want to let it go, it's not going to go. And so it's incredible when we see all this. And so we have to be aware of this because this demonic realm is around everywhere we go. And so we have to be aware all the time. That's why Jesus talked about this. And also one of the manifestations of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is what? Discerning of what? Spirits, okay? And I'm reminded of this. I'm going to go over to, I think it's in 1 John, if my memory's right. Yeah, look at 1 John chapter 4 with me. If you're at home, you can read. If not, you can listen. If you'd like to get a copy of this teaching today, all we ask for is a love offering, and make it out, a check out to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. Mail it to Post Office Box 413. That's Stuart, Florida, and our zip here is 34995. Mention the date, whether you want a tape or a CD, and we'll get it out to you. But look at chapter 4 of 1 John. The very first verse says, "Beloved," so we know that John's talking to believers, "believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So I think about this. I've told our congregation on Sunday, when I'm preaching or Pastor Don, is it the Spirit of God that's moving through me? Is it my mind that's doing that? Or could it be a demonic realm that's trying to move through me to say something contrary to what God would want me to say? So we have to discern, don't we? And then verse 2 says, "Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is what? Is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God." So the Muslims don't believe that God has a son, okay? So they fall in this category. "And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now, already, it is in the world." In John's day. So that spirit's been around a long time, hasn't it, Pastor Don?
And you
so
know,
we have to discern.
That's right. And even Jesus, you know, Jesus called them devils. I want to
get
back to this, okay? Because you're saying demons and devils.
That's right. Well, it's the same thing, but King James calls them devils.
Well, Jesus, I like to use the
because they are devils.
I like to use the terminology that Jesus uses.
Okay.
And Jesus says over here in chapter 5 of Mark, mm-hmm. he's speaking to this. He comes to the tomb where this man is. This man that's possessed. I call him. He was possessed. The man from Gadara. He was possessed.
He sure was.
Yes. And Jesus said
completely
in verse 8,
taken
he
over.
Said, "He said, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." So we know that these devils are spirits.
It's a dirty spirit, in other words.
It's an unclean spirit.
That's right.
And then he said, then he even asked Jesus, "Now I don't really think that we need to ask, talk to spirits unless God really tells you to." I don't believe we should. He said to him, he asked him, he says, "What is thy name?" And the spirit said, "My name is Legion," which means, could be like 6,000.
A lot of
like
demons.
A military number, a legion.
He
it's
was totally
a lot,
overcome, yeah.
A lot, mm-hmm. Right. And so he was totally overcome. And so in verse 12 says, "And all the devils."
All the devils.
It says, "All the devils besought him," besought who? Jesus, saying, mm-hmm. "Send us into the swine that we may enter into them." So that clarifies everything you've been teaching.
They leave one body and go to another body, don't they?
These devils, and I like to stick with the word devils.
Yeah.
These devils, see, people don't want to hear the word devil. They don't say, "Oh, I got a little demon. Oh, it's just a little demon sitting on my shoulder. I just got a little demon of lust. It's no big deal. I'll just brush him off."
Yeah.
You know, that is a mentality that kind of washes down the power of God, because Jesus called them devils.
That's right.
Now, he didn't, you know, say little devil or this or that. But, you know, when people think about a little demon, and even the little things that you see that they make for kids, these little toys or these little cartoons that you see on TV, these little commercials, what do they have? These little demons, right? They're like little demons, these little spirits. And they're like their little friend.
That's right.
Well, Jesus doesn't call them that. Jesus calls them devils. And and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine that we may enter into them." And then it goes on, then he tells the man, he says, "Now you go home to thy friends." This is verse 19. I'm not reading it all for time's sake. "You go home to your friends and you tell them how great things that the Lord hath done
Hallelujah.
For you and hath had compassion on you." See, Jesus has compassion on us. He wants to set us free. And there's a lot of people in the Church of Jesus Christ who have devils. And now some people say, "Oh no, you can't have..." Well, if people can't have devils, Peter had one, didn't he?
Yeah.
If you can't have, he spoke through him, so that he was there. Even if he was there for a second, you know, what about a temper? What about there's so many things we could talk about that devils do to control people.
It works
in
your mind.
And that is their thing, is to control people. So we need to be set free. We need to be loosed from these things, these bondages that the devils want to keep us bound. They want to keep us bound to do their dirty work. Because, see, the devils, they use people to do their dirty work.
That's right.
And so we don't, so we can carry the anointing of God like Peter had, right? He knew who Jesus was, carry the anointing of God. Yet here we have some devil piggybacking on him.
That's and right. Speaking, on his anointing.
On his anointing and speaking through him. That happens in the church all the time.
Sure.
So we need to be clean. We need to be holy.
That's right.
And we need to be set free. Because, you know, if you say, oh, you know, I don't need to be set free from anything, then the Bible says you're a liar.
That's right. So where's his playground at with us, the devil's? In our mind.
That's
our playground. That's his playground. That's what he works on. Mm-hmm. So we have to know the truth. The truth will make us free. And we stand on the word of God. And we don't allow those things to happen. And we can move on with the Lord. So we need to be delivered.
Right. And even, you know, when he works through our mind, if we allow those that to continue, it will harden our heart.
Sure will.
Because see what happened to Pharaoh?
Yeah.
Pharaoh's heart kept getting harder and harder. God caused that to happen because he was
rejecting
God. He would not
God.
Let the people go. He rejected what Moses said. He wouldn't listen to the prophet of God. And so his heart became harder and harder and harder.
That's right.
So that can happen to people.
That's
what
it says in the Bible.
Us.
That's right. It's true. So we have to have the willingness to do what God says.
The willing heart.
And listen to him, have that willing heart. And he's the one that can change you. He came to set the captives free, to open up prison doors. You know, some people aren't in a physical prison like in jail.
But
they are in their heart, and they need to be brought out of all that. Mm-hmm. Their past, their hurts, all the things that's happened to them. Only Jesus and the Holy Ghost can bring them out
of
that.
Oh my God.
And so the devils are out there. They're trying to steal. As the Bible says, Jesus, they came to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And
Amen.
It's not talking about money. It's about abundant life. The fullness of God in your life and walking in the power and anointing that God's given you to walk in, that you can overcome the devil and all his cohort. Amen?
Amen. Praise God.
Well, I hope you got something out of this. Come this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
And you'll learn a lot about the book of Enoch.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton, and we're blessed to be here every Saturday, Lord willing, on 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. You can also go back and listen to us on the internet at WCNO.com. Go to Saturday, 12 noon, and look for Raising the Standard, Pastor Gene Hilton. And we have services here this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and we're going to be learning more about Enoch and the mysteries that his life. And so, and we also have services tomorrow, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And we also have services on every Friday. And then we have prayer meeting on Thursday. So just give us a call if you'd like to know Amen. More about the ministry, if you'd like to have a copy of our calendar or any information about some of the things that we have in our ministry. So I'm going to give you the telephone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that, area code 772-285-7007.
So we tell you on this program every week what? To look up, because your redemption draweth nigh, and we want to see you raised to a new place with God in the body of Christ. So as we close, we tell you that. What do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.